This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sam Fields was telling us earlier about the uneven jobs recovery this economy's been having as it works its way through the pandemic. And it turns out where we work on those jobs has been kind of uneven, too. But as we look toward the third year of this thing, that's going to be in March, right? And as uncertain as things are, we, that is all of us, companies and the people who work for them, seem to be quietly settling into some kind of normal around hybrid work. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
So I was walking through this Midtown Manhattan plaza, and I happened to bump into Ben Headley Smith and Bex Flat, sitting in winter coats at a cold steel table.
I'm not working right now. I'm interviewing, currently interviewing.
Oh, you're in the job interview?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry.
They're literally doing a job interview in the cold because, well, COVID. But also, Headley Smith's company, which is launching in the U.S., is fully remote.
In London, we have a hub where we have 40 people in London, and people tend to come in once every week to be with each other. So we'll copy the same thing in New York.
Which is good, because Flat is not going back into the office more than once a week max.
I am an introvert. I love, you know, hanging out with my cat, being able to close the door and just focusing on my work.
And she says some companies she's interviewed with say they're remote, but then pull the old bait and switch.
You know, having a job post that says remote, but then you get into the conversation, it turns out it's not. That's been really, really common.
So you're like...
Yeah, at that point, I'm like, and goodbye.
This tug of war between employers and employees is kind of the norm right now. And so far, the employees are winning.
A hybrid worker having the sort of flexibility that's associated with it has just become a basic expectation for every employee.
Brian Kropp is chief of research for Gartner's HR practice. Here's how the work-from-home landscape seems to be settling in for most companies.
About 5% of them have decided they're going to become a fully remote company where everybody works remote.
Another 5%, he says, have decided everybody's coming back to the office all the way, all the time.
And the remaining 90% are going to have at least some of their employees working remote at least some of the time in some sort of hybrid model.
Omicron has pushed out the start date of return to office for some companies, but most employers who plan to reopen the office have done so by now. This has basically been like steroids for a whole industry of consultants and apps designed to help companies manage shared office space and workflow.
Yeah, it has most certainly accelerated, yeah.
So, for example, Paul Statham is CEO of Condeco, an app that lets employees book and reserve office space, shared desk, meeting rooms. He says another feature he's seeing more and more in the workplace is downsizing.
You know, we used to work on ratios of one desk for every 1.2 people. We're now working with customers who are doing ratios of one desk for every 4 employees, one desk for every 10 employees, people that are even going for one desk for every 20 employees. So the real estate footprint is really shrinking against the number of employees.
Long-term commercial real estate leases make that a little complicated, so office downsizing is slow. Some companies stuck with, say, 8 floors are just consolidating down to 4 to save money on cleaning and utilities. Co-working memberships at WeWork are up 18% from March to November. But when companies bring workers back to the office, whether it's one day or all days, they still have to answer a question. Why? To do what work?
The challenge going forward is I don't think we actually know how the work is going to be done when people are on site.
Callie Williams-Yost is founder of Flex Strategy Group.
I think the type of work that's going to happen in on-site locations is going to be much more collaborative. I think the pace and cycle at which the work will happen on-site may not be consistent.
Basically, there has to be a reason to get people in the office and get them there together and not waste everybody's time. That is the next big frontier of pandemic workspaces 2022. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.